Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, on board. Seth, how you doing today, man?
My man, I'm looking forward to this.
There's so much to chat about. Is there a place that's what's burning a hole in your mind right now?
Well, the Machado thing was upsetting yesterday.
That was bothersome, and the fact that the Umpire Association got so vocal via social media that Machado throws a helmet down, bumps an umpire, and only gets a one-game suspension, and is appealing it.
Bat. It could have hurt somebody big time.
And it's, you know, he feels he's being unfairly scrutinized, of course, but the umpires are like, look, how much more of this crap do we have to put up with, and you're only going to suspend him a game? What is Joe Torre thinking?
Well, here's the thing. I have made a public stance. I hated that Joe Torre replaced Bob Watson. And I know I've been accused in the past of having a bias because Bob Watson's assistant was Darrell Hamilton, my late best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And when Bob Watson was in charge, I knew the inner workings of how suspensions went. I make no secret of the fact that I was called down to the office. I was a consultant for them in my days at MLB. What Joe Torre is a representation of longtime friendships, figurehead positions, and not getting to the heart of the matter. And what I mean is all they did was look at precedents, they found similar incidents, and they said, one game. And Machado's only thing that he's going to do is he's going to appeal it. He probably won't lose the game, but he'll probably lose whatever fine was accompanied. The umpires have said, this is nonsense, and there's no regard for our safety. And if I'm telling you, and I've talked to umpires, now I have not spoken to umpires in the last 24 hours, but I have talked to umpires at length about this. And the fact of the matter is that no one at both the union and the league listens to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they had no choice. They were sitting there, and they said, this is nonsense, this is the same old crap, this is an old boys network, and this is ridiculous. So I know I'm not answering your question directly, but what I would have done if I were the umpires, go on Twitter, do it.
Yeah.
And I loved it, and I loved all the people that retweeted it. I retweeted it. I didn't even know the Umpires Association had a Twitter account.
Right.
I didn't care. I mean, no offense to the umpires, I didn't care. And when I started seeing friends of mine in the media, you know, get on board, I got on board. And the funny thing is what does baseball do? Baseball doesn't react and say, you know what, we are going to take this into consideration and we're going to reevaluate our practices in the future. They don't say that. They said, how dare you question the mighty Wizard of Oz in public? I thought it was weak. And I think baseball, on the heels of what I learned last week in the David Ortiz situation and how complicit Manfred, Theo Epstein, Bud Selig were in letting Ortiz run around with a bad crowd, I see this and I'm thinking to myself, do I know how this stuff works on the inside? Yes, I've seen it work on the inside. And Joe Torre is exactly the wrong man for the job.
So, by the way, I just went and found it and retweeted it myself. And here's the what bothered me, and I've always said that you really have to pay attention because sometimes it's not what's said, it's what's not said. And what wasn't said was the rationale of baseball.
Right, because baseball doesn't
All they wanted to do is criticize the umpires. That's it. They didn't come out and say, the umpiring situation, we understand their frustration, but here is the process by which we went through this. Here is the reasoning behind our thought.
Exactly.
You know, they didn't give you any of that. All they did was say, shame on the umpires for bringing this public.
How could the umpires bring it out in public? And I'm not trying to vilify Manny Machado here, okay? Plenty of players have lost their cool and done something stupid. The idea
Manny's a repeat offender in stuff like this, though.
But Manny Machado, that's not the point. To me, the point is in the incident, Was there any regard? Did Machado look where he threw that bat? Did he know there was nobody standing there? Because he throws it with such velocity that if somebody was standing there, they're in the hospital.
True.
That's the
point. True.
That's the point. And to me, that's at least a 7-game suspension. And I have recommended that for players in the past, and we're talking over 10 years ago.
Right.
So I stand up for what I believe. But what I'm saying is Joe Torre didn't factor that in. Joe Torre said, okay, he bumped an umpire, he threw his bat, baby, blah, 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 blah. What do we do for this? And someone said, well, in 2017, we did one game. Okay, one game.
It's, and like I said, baseball didn't explain their rationale or how they got to that point. They just basically wanted to chastise the umpires. And if I'm an umpire, look, things have really gotten a little bit better for the umpires in the sense of all they have to worry about is instant replay 9 times out of 10. Instant replays and getting yelled at for calling balls and strikes, that's it.
Well, and baseball should know that I'm a very big proponent for something called umpire accountability. Now, I'll tell you this story. This is another dumb one. But umpires are evaluated almost every game. They are part-time positions, generally held by people who have held either front office positions or played. They don't have to have major league careers. Billy Sample was an umpire evaluator. Like, you understand who I'm the type of person who I'm talking to.
Yes.
And those evaluations, what I have said, and I said this when I worked for the league, is those evaluations should be public. Here's another fact about umpires, and this is why, again, I know I'm coming off as an umpire supporter here, and I do support them, but I want umpire accountability. You know that an umpire, let's just for the sake of the argument, say an umpire makes $100,000. Do you know that during the course of a season, they don't actually make $100,000? They make that if they get either an All-Star game, a playoff series, or a World Series. So there is great incentive for these umpires to get those assignments. Those assignments should be based on merit. In this day and age of analytics the way they are, how about publish the evaluations?
Right.
So that we know who is doing well and who's doing not. Because what I have said is the umpire assignments for postseason games and All-Star games is the worst office politics. It's and you have seen some of the dumb umpires. You know who the bad umpires are. And I'll see them in the playoffs. And it boggles my mind because somebody didn't make their full money because of longevity and friendship and all the other office politics that you see. Evaluate them, make it public. And I'm not saying that I'm against the umpires because there are very good umpires out there. Hunter Wendelstedt, Jim Wolf, these are just off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And let these umpires' merits be noted and publish. Just put them out.
I always wondered, you'd see more than a few. Country Joe West was always a guy that was involved and embroiled in controversy. Always. Because it seemed like at times he would just make it about him. And I'd always wondered why he was always in the postseason. Was he just that damn good, or did he have the stripes because he'd been there so many years? But when you have a guy that was 2, 3, 5 times a season involved in controversy, in ugly controversy, in wrong controversy a lot of the time, why in the world he was constantly gathering and garnering these postseason positions?
Players have done anonymous polls on umpires. The league doesn't look at it. Sports Illustrated did. Not the league.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're not talking about the league here. I sound like Iverson. We're not talking about practice. We're not talking about the game. We're talking about practice. Like, they do these polls, and umpires are evaluated, and they'll get published in SI. I think The Athletic did one recently. It happens all the time. And all I'm saying is let the good umpires get them the rewards. If the goal is to get these postseason assignments, then let that be on merit. And, you know, we talk about replay. And what replay has done is it's changed the mentality of the umpire, because now what an umpire was trained at in the 70s, 80s, and 90s is they were trained to make a quick decision and defend that decision immediately. Because what you don't want to ever show is that you're waffling.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore. Now, you make the call. You don't have any fear of making the wrong call because replay is in existence.
Correct.
Again, what I would do with replay is take the challenges away and say, if we're even having the conversation of whether or not it was or wasn't, replay it.
Right. I've always said, how much would it cost baseball, seriously, just to put one guy in every stadium that just everybody gets the replay? Just, hey, if there's a question about it, just the guy buzzes down to the umpire, hold play, let me look at it, I'll let you know what we see. And that's it.
Yeah,
it gets rid of the challenges altogether.
Calling New York is not the detractor. The detractor is the challenge.
Right, correct.
Because what happens is each team hires these replay coordinators. They sit in a tunnel in a lot of these stadiums, and they have a TV, and they watch it. And what they do is the umpire goes out to stall, and then somebody in the dugout gives them a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's thumbs down, I mean, we don't think we can overturn the call.
Right.
And you have to make this decision as fast as possible. But that 3 minutes is what would wait, to me, is wasted. Because if a guy slides into second base and he might be safe, might be out, you're not sure, check.
Right. That's when you go. I agree. And to me, that's why you would have somebody sitting upstairs buzzing, going, controversial play or close play, let me check it real quick.
Right.
Give me a minute.
But
and that way you take it out of the coach's hands or the manager's hands.
Right. Take it out of the manager's hands. It's not hard to call New York. Like I've seen the New York's the way they have the setup, and you have legitimate umpires sitting there. And what you've essentially done is created more jobs because I think it's 4 umpires a night that go to the MLB offices in New York.
Seth,
I could be wrong. It could be two.
This is the reason I would say put somebody in every stadium, even if it's a guy that just travels and rotates. What's that?
No, but it's semantics, because then what it turns out to be is a part-timer. It's like official scorers. No disrespect to any official scorers that are listening, but we're not talking about – you don't need a PhD to get these jobs.
Yeah.
I like the idea of having it in one central location, and it's people that are in charge, and that's their focus.
Well, then I would hire a few more people so they can watch every game.
Fine.
And just rotate it. That's what
Fine,
I would do.
But that's semantics. Like,
correct.
Where the replay
correct.
Is being judged. Like, it doesn't matter if the game's in Australia. Like, we're not talking about a long-distance phone call. It's just, it's how you see it. But to me, the decision that has to be made, if it's a ground ball to short, and the guy might have beaten it out, and he's called safe, and he might be out, that second that I just said that, that's the decision to go replay it.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Good timing. Good stuff. And I agree with you on the umpire stuff. I retweeted it. Hopefully many other people will as well. We'll chat again next week, buddy.
You got it, my man.
Absolutely. There you go. Seth Evans, our National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.